Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today, and you're bringing up something fun.
Yes. We're going to offer our Stay Strong, Stay Healthy program again in the district. We did it here this spring in Ottawa, and we're going to offer that again in the Overbrook area this summer. Stay Strong, if you're not familiar or want a refresher, Stay Strong, Stay Healthy is an 8-week exercise program that's geared towards older adults and those in middle age who may be sedentary. And the goal is really to help individuals stay active and help to improve their health and quality of life through strength training. Sometimes people get a little nervous when you hear strength training, but it doesn't involve difficult or complicated weightlifting. It's using hand and ankle weights. And because we tend to lose muscle mass as we get older, the program is really built on some simple strength building exercises that help with balance, flexibility, and our everyday activities. Those who have participated in the past have reported an increase in muscle strength, strengthening of the bones, some arthritis relief, reduced stress, and improved sleep as well. The program is 8 weeks long, and we meet twice a week for an hour. And each of those sessions includes some warm-up activities. So we go through 8 strength training exercises that are built around a chair, and then we go through some cool-down exercises as well. So as I said, this program is going to be offered again in the district this summer, and we're going to start on June 13th, and it will meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and the class we're going to host is going to be at the Grace Community Church in Overbrook. And the last session for those classes will be held on August 8th because we won't meet on the 4th of July. We do provide weights during the class session, so you don't have to worry about bringing any hand or ankle weights with you because we do provide those. We do have a $20 registration fee to participate, but we do also have some grant funding that's been available to us through the East Central Kansas Area Agency on Aging, and so the cost is free of charge to those 60 older. So if you're interested in participating, you can contact myself or my colleague, Janae McNally, in the Linden office at 785-828-4438 for more information or to get registered. And we also do have some additional information about the program posted on our Frontier District website that you can locate at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
$20 for an 8-week course, that's quite a value, I'd say.
Yes, just a little over $1 a session, so yeah. Not too bad, I don't think.
And you're not going to take the knowledge back once the course is over, so they get to keep those exercises handy as something they can do at home as well.
Absolutely, that's one of the goals of the program, is that because they're using hand and ankle weights and built around a chair, they're definitely exercises that you can do at home after the program concludes as well.
Oh, great. Now, you said you did the course in Ottawa before. How did that go?
It went well. We had a full class, and things went well over the spring, and I think the ones that were participating really enjoyed being able to not only have the strength training exercises, but being able to be together as a group and have some social interaction with the class as well, too. So I think that's important, too.
Definitely. I'm glad to hear that. Glad it turned out well, and I hope this one goes just as well, if not better. Maybe have to fit in a few extra folks.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And we look forward to talking to you again. And I'll want an update on how this one goes.
Good.
All right. Thanks a bunch. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.